for the love of great expeditions on rainy days. There is a rule that is not as popular as it should be. I call it the 45-minute rule. Basically, the 45-minute marker divides adventure from expedition. Now, before I carry on, allow me to admit that I was indeed the child that would eat the tasty adventure sandwiches the moment he quit fidgeting and settled in the bus that didn't even leave the parking lot. And allow me to further clarify that these were real sandwiches. Sometimes they didn't even use butter, but like the rotisserie chicken drippy thing. And it would not always be ham. Often it was a large sausage called the Owawska kielbasa. And sometimes little bits of said chicken cooked to perfection instead of the kielbasa. We are talking here about high-end culinary creations. Chicken recipes passed down through generations. And there was always this special spice that was added to that poor chicken. It was not resistible. It was irresistible. And before I go on, I want to say that when New York's El Blizzardo hit in 1996, I saw the snow. I was there. People in the streets were building igloos and all that. But I wasn't mindful of expeditions and adventures even. And tragically, my time during the 1996 El Blizzardo was merely a few days off from school and then crawling back through all the snow. In my defense, I quietly assumed that El Blizzardos happen every other year or so. What I'm saying is that we need to develop a nose for expeditions and adventures, and thankfully, it has never been simpler to take the photos, and do take a lot of them. What I should have done was to walk or attempt to tunnel with all the other maniacs across the Brooklyn Bridge. Perhaps I would have made it to see Dave in person. Goodness knows he needed an audience that night. They were apparently not paying enough for people to show up that day. Mostly I was a Coco fan. Goodness knows he needed at least one audience member back then. And for once, it actually helped that I didn't speak a word of English. Unfunny comedians aside, the lesson was learned. Know when an adventure begins and always be ready. And know when an adventure becomes an expedition. Make sure to take plenty of water and plenty of silly photos. These things happen once a decade, and my goodness, each decade will be better than the previous. El Blizzardo went down in 1996. By 2006, the end of my first decade, I've had the great pleasure of finishing to learn what I refer to as English and retiring as a programmer. By 2016, just 10 years later, the end of my second decade, not only did I finish reading my first 1,000 books, but I slowly began discovering that, unbelievably, I had something to say to the world. And while it is true that 2026 has not yet arrived, I will have surely cursed the world with the completion of my first audiobook by then. I think it is really important for all of us to create funny and long-winded narrations. It is good for the spirit, it works great across time, and it is not even that hard. The thing about audiobooks is not that they require extra time, but rather that it requires many years to make a good audiobook, as many as you can spare. And while a good paperback should be no more than 100 pages, a good and interesting audiobook should be 50 or 100 or best yet, 500 hours long. And as many years as you are willing to spare, you will never regret it, especially if you manage to share all the wisdom of that particular age. All else fails, just tell them this, come the final chapter.
Hey, if you can sit through my book, you can sit through anything, and that counts for something.
Either way, never miss an expedition. Because an expedition comes from almost the same place that curiosities do. And I bet you never thought about it that way. Be it a great adventure or a 45-minute plus expedition, the moment it comes to an end, you want to just be better for it. You will be greater for it. And I mean the word in a philosophical sense. It is all fun and games until you find yourself becoming a greater and greater being. And I am almost willing to bet that you never thought about this, too. What is the point of an expedition? We are so deeply familiar with the answer to the expedition question that it almost sounds circular when you say it. The point of an expedition is greatness. Even though it may seem like walking to the supermarket for a change is no big deal, it is. Because it is the time you spend with the most important of your thoughts. How lucky you are, how young or wise or out of control, or all of the above. All that it takes to set off on great adventures is leaving the car keys at home and a good pair of walking shoes. Look around. You are surrounded by adventures and expeditions.